schoolboy knows, Harold then had to erase his troops down south again when he learned that William had landed unopposed at Pevensey Bay on the south coast. William and Harold met at the Battle of Hastings, which lasted the whole day of the 14th of October. William's mounted cavalry repeatedly charged at Harold's troops, who in the old English way had dismounted from their horses and formed up defensively on foot behind the wall of their shields. It was a day's battle to decide the fate of the whole kingdom. On all accounts, it could have gone either way. But in the end, William won and Harold lost. So Harold's story is a tragedy in every sense of the word. The Battle of Hastings brought death and disaster to England's elite, oppressive foreign rulers to the rest of the population, and something close to genocide in the north of the country, when in due course William ruthlessly imposed his rule there. The weather, fixture congestion and ill fortune all played their part in this disaster. It was not dishonour that was Harold's nemesis, but ambition. I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition which o'erleaps itself and falls on the other, as he, rather than Macbeth, might have said. King Harold had risen so high and staked everything to meet Duke William in battle. But as it turned out, William was even more ambitious, possibly somewhat better prepared. He hadn't had to fight a major battle a couple of weeks before, and certainly a little luckier. William had risen from being the bastard son of the Duke of Normandy and a tanner's daughter to become the conqueror and King of England, which by his conquest he utterly transformed. That's his story and his triumph, but undoubtedly Harold's tragedy.
That was Clive Anderson discussing the life of King Harold. And if you want to catch up with any of the Anglo-Saxon portraits you may have missed, do go to the Radio 3 website and you'll find them in the essay section.
This is the British Broadcasting Company calling.
The station goes on the air. Television broadcast for the first time. First outside broadcast of the Olympic Games.
First colour television programme.
You can keep abreast of the latest news with CFAX, meaning CFAX.
The BBC puts computers in schools.
BBC iPlayer, making the unmissable
truly unmissable.
You're listening to the BBC Proms in HD sound.
They wait patiently as the starter calls them forward now.
We're giving you complete control of what you want to watch and when you want to watch it.
It's gold!
We've been bringing you the future since 1922. Makes you wonder, where next? You can search online for BBC Where Next.
Well, next here on Radio 3, it's Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thanks very much, James. Well, Record Store Day is happening this very Saturday in record shops up and down the UK and all over the United States too. It's been an annual event since 2007, a celebration of that much prized but severely threatened institution, your local record shop. So, here on Late Junction, we thought the least we could do is dust off the old vinyl, sift through the new vinyl and get hold of the special promo coloured vinyl and see if the magic is still there. But first, listen to how deeply attached some people are to the vinyl experience. Admittedly, this confession is from a CD, but the performers include such luminaries as David Toop, Lowell Coxhill, Peter Cusack and Max Easley, appearing as the 49 Americans, An Experiment in Liberty from 1982. Mummy was a record player.
Record player, she'd go round and round. La 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 la, la 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 la.
It's summer, spirit of early mists and showers. Ixta, goddess of ropes and snares. Ixchel, the spider web that catches the dew of morning. Zui Kak, virgin fire, patroness of infants. Adziz, the master of cold. Kaku Paket, who works in fire. Ixtub Doom, she who spits out precious stones. Ixchun Chan, the dangerous one. Apuk, the destroyer. Hiroshima, 1945, August 6th. 16 minutes past 8 a.m. Who really gave that order? Answer, control. The ugly American, the instrument of control. Question, if control's control is absolute, why does control need to control? Answer, control needs time. Question, is control controlled by its need to control? Answer, yes. Why does control need humans, as you call them? Wait, time, a landing field. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk. And what does death need time for? The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sake. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our poop's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Like this. Brian Geisen had the all-purpose nuclear bedtime story. The all-purpose bedtime story, in fact. Some trillions of years ago, a sloppy, dirty giant flicked grease from his fingers. One of those gobs of grease is our universe on its way to the floor. Splat. Thank you.
Aries from Stockhausen's Tierkreis, reworked by the Bruno Heinen Sextet. Tierkreis is German for zodiac, so the work consists of 12 melodies, each representing one sign of the zodiac. You can hear Bruno Heinen Sextet play the whole of Tierkreis live this Friday in Bracknell, or, if you prefer, in Nottingham on Friday the 17th of May. Before that, R. Pook the Destroyer / Brian Giesen's all-purpose bedtime story, for which John Cale wrote and performed an accompaniment to a recording of William Burroughs that he had been sent as part of the Dead City Radio project. Fine story. OK, time to kick off those vinyl celebrations for this Saturday's Record Store Day that I was talking about. For a start, please share your favourite record shop experiences with us. Were you turned on to new sounds? Were you chucked out for dancing, singing, getting drunk? Whatever it might be, tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or, if nothing else is to hand but your phone, text 83111. Now here's a vinyl performance that I don't think has made it to CD yet, from the All Our Own Work album, recorded in 1967 but unreleased till 1973, Sandy Denny and the Straubs. Who knows where the time goes?
Across the purple sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, I will still be dreaming. I have no thought of time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? Sad deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go. But I will still be here. I have no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. For who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time And I'm not alone while my love is near me. I know it will be so until it's time to go. So come the storms of winter and then the birds in spring again. I do not fear the time. For who knows how my love grows? Who knows where?
frentes estrelas, costas contra madeira, no ancoradouro de Madre Deus, meus olhos vão. Despede-se de si, descola-se tu então. Tu onde, longe do longe, some o limite entre o chão. Frente ao infindo, costas contra o planeta, já sou a seta sem direção. Instintos e sentidos extintos, mas sem lindo e as coisas findas, muito mais que lindas, essas ficarão. Dizia
pass, golden and green, flapping its leaves, though it is winter and there is no breeze. Seven little sparrows, pale as soldiers, hopping in amongst the curling boughs. Then comes a shout from one of our party, old Albert Bousfield's fallen down a hole. Hope upon hope, fastened to a rope, not able to ascertain how deep it goes. Albert, can you hear me? Make a sound. If you can't make a sound, then clap two stones. Leaving behind our friend in the lime pit, we hurry on in quiet dread into the fog, smothering the gales. The raindrops are falling like the bars of a jail, burning in the arsehole of the world. A roar, but our hosts, we made our beds, lying awake, looking up through the black wooden beams. I can see the Milky Way comes there a scream out of the sky, a great ball of fire goes hurtling by. Everyone's awake now, what the hell is happening today? It's all so queer. Thomas Knox will not from his sleep be summoned forth. Face like a mask, fixed in a gasp, we wrap him in blankets and we cover him with grass. Onward with our journey through Tao Lo and over Headley Hill, past Hanging Stone. Called on an inn to dark bloody meat and sour black beer. There we were warned never to stray far from the road through Cayo Bog. Several of the children from the village disappeared last month without a trace. 3 hours later we go insane. File through a maze of moaning soil, reeking of dung, droning of flies. The moss on the trees grows as we pass by. There is something awful alive in this place. We are most relieved to leave behind. The moon is a peach in the brown fields of Kibblesworth. It won't be long till we get home. Cramp in our guts, bile in our throats, mischief undulating through our bones. Suddenly the city lights around us, disappearing up into the clouds. Seven little sparrows, pale as soldiers, hopping in amongst the curling boughs.
Feisty, spectral Geordie choristers straining their vocal cords and conjuring up all manner of portents on a drive home from Yorkshire. That was The Ghost of a Tree from Richard Dawson's Glass Trunk CD released at the end of this month. Richard will be making our spines tingle on the Lake Junction stage in the Lavish Lounge at the Latitude Festival. That's the weekend of 19th of July. It sounds like a must-see live show to me. Before that, Joao Costa singing Caetano Veloso's Madre Deus, inventively produced by Caetano, his son Marino Veloso, and his psychedelic funkster mate Cassin. And now, time for Tuareg guitarist and singer Umaro Bombina Mostar from Niger. He'll be playing live in London next Thursday at the Village Underground, but here's a track off his new album Nomad, which was produced by Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. He invited Bombino and his band to travel over to Nashville to make the record. I'd certainly have gone. So this is Ahula Kamin Hulan. He greets you fondly.
idea, the most fleeting of successions of expressions that were your face. The hesitation waltz opens again in facing mirrored steps from one effacement to the next. Step wisely, gather, hesitate, hesitate, expand. Hesitate, uncoil.
Step wisely, gather, hesitate, hesitate, let's not rush in. The Hesitation Waltz by David Grubbs from his new CD, The Plain Where the Palace Stood, celebrated by us throughout this week, which has seen its release to a waiting world. Before that, another slice of real sound, White Stalk Chicks, Bill Tapping a Distant Song, from Peter Cusack's Sounds from Dangerous Places, this time from Chernobyl in the Ukraine. Now, what about all those stories I asked you to tweet in about experiences you'd had at record stores? There is one from global jukeboxer Ever Reliable. I don't understand it, of course. It says, I have an unreleased Lightning Hopkins 45 here. Voice of Boston store owner from storeroom, what? Yelled two browsers? To be continued. Well, maybe not on this programme. Anyway, keep those stories coming in, please, at BBC Radio 3. That's the place to tweet. Back to vinyl. Last week, I played the Beltones' No More Heartaches, which is celebrated as the first reggae record. Tweet if you disagree. But here's the first tune which actually mentions reggae. Toots and the Maytals, Do the Reggae.
Thank you. Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Sister, ain't you glad that you left that sinful army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas gave away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas came away. If you get there before I do, Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas came away.
Tell all of my friends that I'm coming to.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas came away.
I've got come Moses on the mountaintop.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas came away.
He's poured his sword into Moses' heart.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
Yeah, Lonnie Donegan, the first European superstar of the 50s, the king of British skifflers, the man who started the wave and rode it high into the charts. And he took it to the charts on both sides of the Atlantic. But first, there he was on that 1957 recording, Brother Moses Smote the Water, giving an old gospel song his raw and raucous treatment. Maybe he didn't have the finesse of the Golden Gate Quartet, but he certainly felt the spirit in his own way. Before that, Philip Glass inspired BV6 by Italian composer and sound artist Emmanuel Di Raimondi. Still waiting for some tweets of stories of record shops, because we're playing lots of vinyl today on Lake Junction for Record Shop Day, which happens this very Saturday. And here come three tracks from vinyl in a row, starting with some rare recordings by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, released on 180 gram purple vinyl, especially for Record Shop Day. The details are a little anecdotal rather than specific, but this was probably recorded by John Peel at Frank Freeman's Dance Club in Mill Street, Kidderminster, during the Captain's first tour of the UK in 1968. Neon Meat Dreams of a Octofish.
Lucid tentacles test in sleeve, in join, in jointed jade, pointed diamondback pattern. Neon meat dream of a octofish. Artifact on rose petals, in flesh petals and pots. Stacked in feast, in cubes, tubs, bulbs, ingest, incest, ingest, ingest, in feast, incest. In specks, in speckled, speckled, speckled speculation. Deadlocked, waddling beasts. Archaic faces frenzy. Ceramic fists, artificial decease. In cysts, rancid buds burst. Dank crumb in dung dust. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Dream, wet. Meat, limp, damp rose, peeled in belts, sealed in belts, impaled on in daemon, mucus mules, quack, truck, tra-la, 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 tra-la. Whale bone, fields in belts, whale bone farmhouse, cavorts girdled in ladders alight, cavorts girdled in ladders alight, up dip amidst. Squirming serum in semen, in syrup, in semen, in serum, syrup in syrup. Neon meat dream of a octopus.
Thank you.
They got an echo pedal and they're going to use it. Nujo Dogu Voda, a Sevda Linka on 10-inch vinyl by Bosniak band Sevda Dragi Moj, which translates as Sevda My Darling. Sevda Linka are traditionally women's songs filled with tales of unfulfilled longing or love that ends badly, mostly because it never really quite gets started. Before that, White Gravel. A sound piece from a brilliant piece of white vinyl. It's a version of Norway's Arve Henriksen's first album, Sakutaiki. Here's a final piece of Ishi, the Japanese one-man band who has frequented the Lake Junction playlist every night this week. This tune, Klaxon, finds him possessed by a heightened state of performance energy.
Hello, Ishi.
Hello, Ishi. Thank you.
6 799-00 748-21 114-31 06109 399-94
A final mysterious excerpt from the Connet Project's collection of recordings of shortwave number stations, rendering a Lloyd Webber Meisterwerk totally subversive and even more incomprehensible. Well done. The Connet Project have given it the title Whiskey Tango Viente Uno. It seems to be in Spanish, but no guidance as to who was broadcasting the signal is given. Just as well for them, otherwise his lordship might be chasing them for royalties. Before that, Jimi Hendrix's version of Elmore James' Bleeding Heart. It's from a new album of unissued and unfinished bluesy takes by the master, and it's called People, Hell and Angels, an album well worth getting, especially for Jimi Hendrix completists, aren't we all? Here's tonight's last piece from vinyl. It's an Austrian electronic classic from Conrad Becker's Monotone Product 07, one of the 100 most important records of the 20th century, according to The Wire. This piece is called Root of One Equals One.
Thank you.
ਬਿਆ ਸਰਦਾਰੀ ਤੋਲਿਆ ਭੰਡਾਰੀ ਪੱਕਰਾ ਪੱਕੋ ਰੋਇਤਾ ਸੁੰਦਰੀ ਲਾਉਣ ਹੰਦਾਰੀ ਪੱਕਰਾ ਪੱਕੋ ਰੋਇਤਾ ਸੁੰਦਰੀ ਲਾਉਣ ਹੰਦਾਰੀ ਨੌਤਾ ਚੇ ਬੋਸਤਿਓ ਏ ਰੀਪੂ ਗੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਓ ਸਾਂਗੋ ਤਮਾਰੀ ਪੂ ਗੋਰੰਟੀ ਗਾਲੂ ਨਦਾਰੀ ਪੂ ਨਿਸ਼ਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਕੱਟ ਗਬਾਰੀ ਪੂ ਬਕਰਾ ਲੋ ਚੋਲੋ ਮੋਟ ਮੂਰੇ ਕੋਲੋ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਨ ਮੌਸ਼ੇ ਚੋ ਮੋਰੇ ਚਿਉ ਤਲੋ ਪੋਲੋ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਨ ਮੌਸ਼ੇ ਚੋ ਮੋਰੇ ਚਿਉ ਤਲੋ ਪੋਲੋ ਨੌਤਾ ਚੇ ਬੋਸਤਿਓ ਏਰੀ ਕੂ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਓ ਸਾਂਗੋ ਤਮਾਰੀ ਕੂ ਗੋਰੰਟੀ ਗਾਲੂ ਨਦਾਰੀ ਕੂ ਨਿਸ਼ਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਕੱਟ ਗਬਾਰੀ ਕੂ ਬਕਰਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਲੇ ਮੁੱਠ ਮੂਰੇ ਕੇਲੇ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਨ ਮੌਸ਼ੇ ਚੇ ਮਜ਼ੂਰ ਚੋਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਲੇ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਨ ਮੌਸ਼ੇ ਚੇ ਮਜ਼ੂਰ ਚੋਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਲੇ ਨੌਤਾ ਚੇ ਬੋਸਤਿਓ ਏਰੀ ਕੂ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਲਿਓ ਸਾਂਗੋ ਤਮਾਰੀ ਕੂ ਗੋਰੰਟੀ ਗਾਲੂ ਨਦਾਰੀ ਕੂ ਨਿਸ਼ਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਕੱਟ ਗਬਾਰੀ ਕੂ
That Hendrix influence is firmly embedded in tonight's Lake Junction, because that was Norway's Hedvig Modestad Thomassen at the Fender Stratocaster with her Hedvig Modestad trio on a track they call Shawshank. Before that, Mohammed Rafi, one of the best-known playback singers in Indian film history, sang Kumbhaya Sudari. By the way, tweet if you can let me know which film it featured in, because so far the search has defeated me. We're at BBC Radio 3, of course, and we've had very, very few stories about record shops. In fact, only one, and we didn't quite understand that one because the traffic got slightly disrupted here on our computer. What a shame. Sorry about that, global jukeboxer. But we've had some very nice tweets, particularly from Toby Miller, who says there are fine, intriguingly sharp edges on the programme tonight. Good to know. More from the subcontinent now, and indeed more from the Pitt Rivers Museum Audio Archive. You can listen in yourself to their digitised collection if you go to the Lake Junction webpage and follow the bit which says related link. This piece is from the collection of field recordings that David Moap made in India in 1987, and it features a woman singing with a harmonium.
खुले मोरे आ थारे बागार खिड़की ना खुले ना खुले ना खुले हमारे आयो रे सिपाहीड़ो थाना दार मोरिया आछो बोलियो रे ढड़ती रात में हमारे आयो रे सिपाहीड़ो थाना दार मोरिया आछो बोलियो रे ढड़ती रात में मोरिया आछो बोलियो रे ढड़ती रात में रात
Fugue in C-sharp minor, BWV 849 from Johann Sebastian Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, performed on piano by Andras Schiff. And before that, our final extract for the week from Peter Cusack's Sounds from Dangerous Places, a piece called Radiometer, Squeaky Hinge, Opachichi Village, near Chernobyl in the Ukraine. Well, that is very nearly the last drop of Late Junction for this week. Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, Marianne Kennedy's guests on World on 3 are the traditional Irish band Dervish. Next week, Fiona Talkington returns to the chair here at Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back in early June. But I'll leave you now with Transportation, a collaboration, remix, rework, adventure, call it what you will, in which cellist Julia Kent meets Roll the Dice, Stockholm's dark and dangerous electronic duo. But you knew that. Good night. Thanks for tweeting. Thanks for listening.
Hello, you're listening to BBC Radio 3. Welcome if you've just tuned in. I'm Katrina Young with music to take us through the night and spending the next hour and a half in the 19th century, pieces from either end of it, so a good mix of classical and romantic, and later Benjamin Britten pays homage to Henry Purcell. Chausson, to start with, though, probably his best-known work, The Poème, which was his answer to a request from Isaïe for a violin concerto. That was something Chausson wasn't sure he was up to. "I hardly know where to begin with a concerto," he said. "It's a huge undertaking, the devil's own task." But, he said, "I can cope with a shorter work."
Thank you. Hello.